Before I read, I need to understand something. You soulcast my blood, didn't you?
To remove the poison, yes. It acted extremely quickly. As I said, it must have been a very concentrated form of the powder. I had to soulcast your blood several times as we got you to vomit. Your body continued to absorb the poison.
But you said you aren't good with organics. You turned the strawberry jam into something inedible.
And blood isn't the same. It's one of the essences. You'll learn this should I actually decide to teach you soul casting. For now, know that the pure form of an essence is quite easy to make. The 8 kinds of blood are easier to create than water, for instance. Creating something as complex as strawberry jam, however, a mush made from a fruit I'd never before tasted or smelled, was well beyond my abilities.
And the Ardents? Those who soulcast? Do they actually use fabrials, or is it all a hoax?
No, soulcasting fabrials are real, quite real. So far as I know, everyone else who does what we can do, uses a fabrial to accomplish it.
What of the creatures with the symbol heads?
Shallan flipped through her sketches, then held up an image of them.
Do you see them too? How are they related?
Yasna frowned, taking the image.
You see beings like this? In Shadesmar?
They appear in my drawings. They're around me, Yasna. You don't see them?
These are a type of spren, Shallan. They are related to what you do. 2 orders of the Knights Radiant possessed inherent soul-casting ability. It was based on their powers that the original fabrials were designed, I believe. I had assumed that you... But no, that obviously wouldn't make sense. I see now.
What?
I will explain as I train you. You will need a greater foundation before you can grasp it. Suffice it to say that each Radiant's abilities were tied to the spren.
Wait, Radiant's? But...
I will explain. But first, we must speak of the Voidbringers.
You think they'll return, don't you?
What makes you say that?
The legends say the Voidbringers came 100 times to try to destroy mankind. I read some of your notes.
You what?
I was looking for information on soul casting.
Oh, well, I suppose it's the least of your crimes.
I can't understand. Why are you bothering with these stories of myths and shadows? Other scholars I know you respect, consider the Voidbringers to be a fabrication. Yet you chase stories from rural farmers and write them down in your notebook. Why, Yasna? Why do you have faith in this when you reject things that are so much more plausible?
Do you know the real difference between me and a believer, Shallan?
Shallan shook her head.
It strikes me that religion, in its essence, seeks to take natural events and ascribe supernatural causes to them. I, however, seek to take supernatural events and find the natural meanings behind them. Perhaps that is the final dividing line between science and religion. Opposite sides of a card.
So, you think...
The Voidbringers had a natural, real-world correlate. I'm certain of it. Something caused the legends.
What was it?
Yasna handed Shallan a page of notes.
These are the best I've been able to find. Read them. Tell me what you think.
Shallan scanned the pages. Some of the quotes, or at least the concepts, were familiar to her from what she'd read already.
Suddenly dangerous. Like a calm day that became a tempest.
They were real.
Beings of ash and fire.
We fought with them. We fought so often that men began to speak of the creatures in metaphor. 100 battles, 10 tenfolds.
Flame and char. Skin so terrible. Eyes like pits of blackness. Music when they kill.
We defeated them. But the legends lie about one thing. They claim we chased the Voidbringers off the face of Roshar, or destroyed them. But that's not how humans work. We don't throw away something we can use.
Shallan rose, walking to the edge of the balcony, looking out at the lift, which was slowly being lowered by its 2 porters. Parchment, with skin of black and red, ash and fire.
Stormfather! We didn't destroy the Voidbringers. We enslaved them.